as about a dozen reporters and congressional delegates tagged along, East Grand Forks farmer John Driscoll told Secretary Glickman farmers are suffering. There's been years of bad weather, low prices, and a succession of blighted crops. He showed Glickman this year's wheat, healthy so far, but Driscoll says weather and disease could still destroy his field.
You know, it's just a little early for the scab.
Well, if you were to get the scab, when would it come?
We get real humid weather about the time it's flowering, and it's about 3 weeks away from flowering right now. And the scab moves around in the atmosphere on the air, and it'll just take over this field.
Glickman used his trip to announce the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting an extra $200,000 into scab research this year, and he'll ask Congress to increase scab research funding next year to almost $2 million. Economists say since 1993, scab has caused more than $2.5 billion in damages to North Dakota alone. Last year, scab spoiled much of Driscoll's crop, and the third that was left was poor quality. Driscoll says, worse yet, the federal crop insurance he purchased didn't cover his losses.
Our guarantees from the losses in the past have driven our yields down so low that we didn't trigger any funds from our federal crop because our yields are so low anyhow that it just didn't affect it.
Driscoll's problems were echoed throughout the day by other farmers who are in similar circumstances. Farm disaster aid ended in 1994 and crop insurance was expanded. But crop insurance is based on previous crops. Farmers who have had several years of crop failure get little help from the program. Several hundred farmers gathered at forums in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks Monday, sharing their fears, frustrations, and solutions with the U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Glickman says his department will begin addressing the farmers' concerns immediately.
This week, we'll go back and again, we'll examine and re-examine the administrative actions on crop insurance and other program issues. The message of this meeting needs to go directly to the President as well, and I will take it to him.
Next year, Glickman says the Agriculture Department will start a pilot project to provide insurance for alternative crops, such as mustard and cranberry and oilseed. And Glickman says he will work on increasing wheat prices, currently around $3 a bushel. But that news comes too late for some. More than 2,500 North Dakota farmers have quit in the past 2 years, and farm economists estimate another 1,800 will quit if low grain yield and prices continue. A week ago, Sharon and Kurt Thurene auctioned off their farm. Sharon warns her neighbors and Glickman, it's not easy to get out of farming. She says capital gain taxes are draining everything away.
We're 50 years old, and we're going to be such debt for the rest of our lives. And all our equity out of this 111-year farm, three generations, is gone. You guys got to figure out, because there's going to be a lot of us quitting, you got to help us get out.
Glickman encouraged farmers to continue working while he tries to incorporate long-term solutions.
And there are no magic answers to the problems. I wish there were. Believe you me, I would love to snap my fingers and double, triple the price of wheat overnight. But I think we can do some things both administratively as well as legislatively to help producers cope during these very, very difficult times.
Glickman also restated his desire to change the 1996 Farm Act, the so-called Freedom to Farm, which released farmers from government production quotas but also removed federal price supports. While the act is working well in most parts of the country, the combination of blight and low wheat prices has hit upper Midwestern farmers hard. Glickman agrees with farmers it could be considered the Freedom to Failure Act for some farmers. However, Glickman says supporters for such change have little support in Washington. Hundreds of acres of farmland in North Dakota are flooded. Glickman says ranchers suffering losses because of flooded pasture will receive some of the $12 million left over in the Livestock Disaster Reserve Fund. And Glickman says he's increasing the export credit guarantees to Turkey by $100 million, making it easier for Turkey to buy American wheat and hopefully bumping up the price of grain. I'm Hope Deutscher, Minnesota Public Radio.